you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Charles Solomon, Andy Klein, and Christy Lemire. First up, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Christy.
Nothing could ever possibly top the original Black Panther. There was a huge assignment here for Ryan Coogler and company, but it deals with the death of T'Challa and also Wakanda's place in the world. It has some thrilling action moments and some big saggy chunks in the middle. Fantastic production design, costume design, score. Angela Bassett's fantastic in it. It's sort of a mixed bag, but worth seeing if you loved the first one.
Ryan Coogler directed, as you said, and also co-wrote it with Joe Robert Cole. It's rated PG-13, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever in wide release. The Fabelmans, highly autobiographical movie for Steven Spielberg. He co-wrote it with Tony Kushner. His parents, or the stand-ins for his parents, played by Michelle Williams and Paul Dano. Andy.
This cleaves very closely, at least to the known factual details of Spielberg's life. And it's obviously on some level a very personal film. And on another level, it really is not as personal in emotion as the films that he shows himself being inspired by and then himself creates in things like Close Encounters and E.T. But it's terrifically done, and Michelle Williams is great.
Christy.
Exceptionally well-crafted, of course. I love Gabriel LaBelle as the Spielberg stand-in. It's sort of a fascinating look at Spielberg's evolution with his love with film, going from enjoying the spectacle of it to recognizing the power of it.
The Fabelmans, rated PG-13 in wide release. Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio is a stop-motion animated fantasy drama. Charles?
Not surprisingly, this is visually striking. It's much darker than the Disney version that everyone knows. Del Toro has added some things to the story that work very effectively, like Geppetto's backstory, some like the fascist Hunger Games camp that may not. The animation is gorgeous, and this is a singular vision of a film that feels very personal and in many places is very beautiful.
Andy.
This is very much a Guillermo del Toro film. You can feel his presence all through it, both in visual style, in subject matter that he ties it into the rise of fascism in Italy. I thought it was just great.
This is not Disney's Pinocchio.
No.
This is Guillermo's.
No.
All right.
Yep.
Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio is rated PG. It's at Lemley's Royal Theater in West L.A. and begins streaming on Netflix early in December. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to catch the full hour of Film Week wherever you get your podcasts and at kpecc.org. Have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.